Here I sit on the eve of Tisha B'Av, once again mourning for Hashem and His people. Eicha, how is it still possible that we still find ourselves in Golus? That we are still dispersed amongst the Goyim all over the world? It makes no sense how much we have pleaded with Hashem in our tefillahs that He bring us back home to Eretz Yisrael. And still we are not zeicha. We still have not merited that day. And if we really think about it, it's outright embarrassing how we as a nation have still not gotten our act together after all these years. And after all we have been through. And if we really want to be truthful with ourselves, it is not Hashem who is keeping us in exile. It is not Hashem who is not rebuilding the third Beis HaMikdash. But it is rather us who are keeping us in Golus. We all need to ask ourselves a simple question. What role do I play in the delay of the coming of Mashiach? And not ask what part does everyone else play in its delay. And what am I seriously ready to do about it? Our sages teach that every generation in which the Beis HaMikdash was not rebuilt is held accountable as if the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in their time. What does that mean? It means that each and every one of us in some way is causing its delay. To me, personally, that is very painful to hear. I am sure to you also. But the truth must be expressed. We daven for the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt multiple times a day in all our tefillahs. We study Hashem's holy Torah. We give charity, boundless tzedakah. We do acts of kindness. And then we engage. Hashem, save us in machlokes, and baseless hatred and intolerance and gossip and intentionally or unintentionally violate the commandment of Ve'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha, you shall love your friend like yourself, and l'sisnas achicha b'levavecha, you shall not hate your brother in your heart. So I ask, are we for real? Isn't this what we call living a contradictory life? And it boils down to this, since Hashem's name is Shalom, He can't rebuild the Beis HaMikdash if there is no Shalom and Achdus, if there is no peace and unity. And therefore it is no wonder that in the last blessing of Shemoneh Esrei, the bracha deals exclusively and intensively with the topic of Shalom. Let's stop for a moment and imagine a mother who sees her children quarreling over something, having no better solution in order to restore peace. What does she do? She confiscates the toy, let's say, and tells the children, "Well, you can behave. I will gladly give it back to you." Can she give it back to them right away? Absolutely not. She can't give it back, even if she wants to, before the children figure out how to live in peace and harmony. And the longer it takes for them to work things out, the more hurtful it is to the mother and the children. How brokenhearted is the mother? How brokenhearted are the children with this impasse? So what happens? The mother cries for her children that she must deprive them of what they want. And the children cry because they can't have what they want. And each one is blaming the other one. Isn't this our churban? Isn't this what's happening? Shem calls out to us. Shuvu alai, return to me. Shem promises, v'ani yashuv aleichem, and I will return to you. And we can't get our act together. Isn't this good enough reason to cry and shed tears? Not just because the two Bate Mikdash were destroyed and still has not been rebuilt, but also because we cause Hashem pain that His Shechina is still in Golus. And we are the cause of it. So every year, once again, we mourn this dilemma we find ourselves in. Every year, this situation should distress us more and more. And let no one make a mistake. Let everybody know that all of our trials and tribulations that we are experiencing, individually and as a nation, this is all rooted in the Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's not a good predicament for us to find ourselves in. So our Chazal, our sages, taught us that Kol HaMasav Al Yerushalayim Zolcha V'Roa B'Simchosoi, that everyone who mourns for Yerushalayim, and may I add, and the cause of its destruction, will eventually merit happier days, partake in its rebuilding. But that doesn't mean just fasting and sitting on a low chair till midday and then moving on with life. It means mourning the cause sincerely and doing something about it in the future. Not to continue contributing improper actions and speech that cause further destruction and delay to the rebuilding of our Beis HaMikdash. And the worst thing we can do is sinas chinam, baseless hatred. That is the chief reason why we lost our Beis HaMikdash in the first place, and why we were driven out of our homeland, and why we still can't settle Eretz Yisrael till this very day. And this is why our Chazal, our sages, caution us, should call us Sona Es Yisrael, Sona Es Mi Sho'amar V'Hoyo Ha'olam, that anyone who hates Jews is considered a hater of Hashem, who created the entire world for Klal Yisrael. And in Hashem's eyes, Va'amech Kulam Tzadikim, all of Hashem's people, His entire nation is righteous. And Hashem says, V'chol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Lo'olam Haba, and all Jews are guaranteed a place in the world to come. And if this is so, that Hashem holds His people so dear and loves them so much and has promised never to exchange them for another nation. That how can we not live in peace with each other? This is the million-dollar question each and every one of us must answer this Tisha B'Av. When we're sitting on the floor and pondering our faith and our future and the future of our nation. So Hashem says once again, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, He consoled my children. Better times are coming. I still have faith in you. And I will rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. But I ask you all, does Hashem not deserve the same from us, that we should say to Him, Nachamu, Nachamu, Hashem, be consoled. We will remove strife and hatred from our homes and communities. He promised B'li Neder, each and every one of us, in his own way, to do all that is necessary, which includes forgiving and overlooking, and to make it possible, Hashem, for you to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. That we will make it comfortable for you to want to rest your Shechina there, and for you to rest your Shechina amongst us once again. Oh, for how I wish for this to happen very soon in our lifetime.